Hey, this is Stephen Curry from the Golden State Warriors, number 30. And you listen to Drive Time Sports on KOAL 750 AM.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports, KOAL 103.9 FM and 750 AM. I'm excited about our next guest. We're going to be talking about an upcoming event at the Carbon County Event Center. It'll be on Saturday, June 4th. It's Fierce Fighting Championships Justice. You'll be able to watch up to 15 different MMA bouts. Tickets are on sale right now. $30 general admission, $50 for VIP. And you'll see several local names that you'll recognize on the card. In fact, joining us right now, we have Cody Bunderson. He's the owner and instructor of Fierce MMA Gym, and he'll be on the card June 4th. Cody, it's great to get you on. Thank you again for the time today.
Great, yeah. It's good to be back on, Jordan.
Yeah, it's been a while. I know since the last time we had you on, you've stepped into the octagon a couple of more times. Right now, you're a perfect 3-0 as an MMA fighter yourself.
Yeah, looking to keep that ball rolling. I have a pretty tough opponent coming up, and I'm really excited to test my skills and see where I stand and just keep moving on.
Right now, you're wearing several different hats. Fierce Fighting Championship, again, Justice, coming Saturday, June 4th. You're the promoter, and you're also on the card. Boy, that's a lot to juggle.
Yeah, it is. I have a good group of guys around me that are helping me out. Of course, Brandon Wise, the guy's my right-hand man, and he's also the matchmaker for the show. So he's been doing a ton of work for me so that I can focus on training for this show. And then, of course, kind of my sister and my wife and my family as well have been a huge support for me. And they're all the guys down at Fierce MMA, they'll be doing a lot of volunteering for the fight. So I look forward to putting on a really great show for all the fans and people of Carbon County.
You've definitely gone all in. I know up to 15 MMA bouts on this card, and you can take a look at the complete card online. I was going over it earlier today. You got some fascinating matchups here on this card.
Yeah, we really do. We have some of the, top guys in the state. We have some guys coming from out of Idaho. There's going to be some really good fights, some really good male and female fights. It's going to be an exciting show.
We'll talk about all that in just a second. I also want to talk about Fierce MMA, your gym here locally. I know you guys, it's not just MMA. You guys are really promoting kind of a healthy lifestyle for everyone here in the community, and it is open.
Yeah, it is. We have both adults and kids classes now. Starting them all the way down from 4 to 8 years old is one group of kids, and then all the way up to 9 to 12, and then at 13 we start them in the adult classes. Everybody has a different goal. You know, some people want to be a fighter, some people just want to lose some weight, some people want to learn the self-defense aspect of the martial arts, especially with jiu-jitsu. Some people that either encountered maybe an assault before or just, trying to overcome fear and build some, positive things in their life. It's a great place to start. And we have a really good group of guys and females down there training hard every single day. And again, we all have our different goals and reasons why we're there, but we all come together for that same goal. And it's really been such a positive influence on my life and others.
I remember one of the last times I talked to you, we were talking about MMA really emerging in the field of mainstream sports. You talk about your gym, you guys start all the way at 4 years old. How has the reception been for kids, and how can you see this sport growing with the, future generations?
Oh, man, the future generation, you can already see it coming out right now, in the higher levels of UFC and also locally. You know, some of these kids that you're seeing nowadays, they've been, they haven't just came from, a wrestling background or a boxing background. They're just true, complete mixed martial arts artists where, they've been training in boxing and wrestling and jiu-jitsu and Muay Thai all the way since they've, been 5, 6 years old. And you're seeing, the evolution of mixed martial arts nowadays, and seeing the true complete fighter versus, even 5, 6, 7 years ago where it was just, maybe one style was dominant for a minute or, you're just one person was really focused on this. But nowadays, if you're not boxing, if you're not wrestling, if you're not training in Muay Thai, if you're not training in jiu-jitsu, and then on top of that having, a really good strength and conditioning program with it, you're not ahead of the game and you're falling behind.
Again, Cody Bunderson, right now our guest here on Drive Time Sports, local MMA fighter. Let's talk about Justice. I want to start by talking about your opponent. You go up against Miles Welk. You're 3-0, he's 1-0. On top of being a promoter for this event, how much time does that take away from you actually training for this opponent?
My training still stays the same. You know, I've just got to make time, whether some of my promoting duties have to take place either late at night or early in the morning. You know, I make time for it so that we do put on a good show. And again, the support group that I have is putting some extra work in order to allow me to train like I need to. Miles is a tough kid. He had a really good amateur career. I think he was like 6-2 as an amateur, and then he was also an amateur champion on the Steel Fist organization. And so it's going to be a tough fight. You know, he's a good wrestler, and I'm a good wrestler too, and I'm looking to negate his wrestling and really make it just a drag out fight, and I think make it maybe a war of attrition, but. You know, I'm prepared to go wherever the fight goes, whether it's wrestling, standing, jiu-jitsu. I'm fully prepared for anywhere it goes.
Does it add pressure to you personally performing on your own card?
A little bit, you know. I'd be lying if I said it wasn't, but, you know, I'm confident because, you know, I know my training's got me prepared for this fight. It's in front of my friends, my hometown, you know, my gym, but, you know, I know that, you know, no matter what, I've already worked so hard for this fight, and, win or lose, you know, it's for me, it's about kind of inspiring people around me and, being a positive influence for myself and for the community. But I'm going to give it my all come June 4th, and, there's no doubt in my mind, my hand will be raised that night.
If we go back to your last three fights, how have you evolved, in the cage since then?
I've definitely evolved. I've learned a lot, learning to become more calm in the cage. A couple of fights before that, it was not that I spazzed out, but it was just, I was pushing such a high pace. And, sometimes, if you look at it like, if your car and, maybe you have four gears, and, sometimes you can't always be in fourth gear. You're going to be maybe in kind of in that second gear and then third gear, but know when to turn it on to that fourth gear and learn to be patient, but yet still be aggressive, if that makes sense. And, wait for your opportunity, and then when that opportunity comes, to finish the fight. So I'm, I've had a couple decisions, but now I'm really looking to make my mark on the game by becoming a finisher and finishing these guys, whether it's the first round or the third round, but to know that when they fight me that they're going to get finished.
Outside of Bunderson and Welk, what's another fight here on this card that really gets you excited from a promoter and a spectator point of view?
Man, the co-main event, Cy Nelson and Jordan Marriott, we had to do a kind of a last-minute change of opponent for Cy, but, Jordan Marriott, he's a tough guy. I think he's had 13 pro fights now. He just actually fought one of my other teammates from Absolute MMA up in Salt Lake a couple weeks ago. And so I think Jordan might be around 6-7 now as a pro. And he's fighting one of my guys, Cy Nelson, who's 2-0. But, I mean, Jordan's been around the game. He's a veteran. He's tough and he's gritty. He's a strong kid. And I think that'll, it's a really good fight for Cy to test his skills and show how hard he's been working. But at the end of the day, I just don't see there's any way that Jordan's going to beat Cy. But I really think it's going to be a fun fight for the fans to see. Another fight that I guarantee that you're not going to want to miss is Brendan Danger Polito of Fierce MMA. He's fighting a kid out of Huntington named Skylar Jensen. He's had a couple fights before. And I know the war of words between these two has kind of been going back and forth a little bit. And it's getting a little bit heated. But that right there has fight of the night written all over it for me. Those two guys are going to... they're really going to bang it out. In addition to the both female fights, like those matchups right there, all of them are debut fights, but I know all those girls are training really super hard for it, and they've been putting in work for a long time now, and there are going to be some really technical drag-out fights.
We do talk a lot of MMA on the show. We bring in an MMA expert from Pro MMA Radio, and we've talked a lot about the women's division and how it's evolved. I mean, it seems like night and day from this point last year to where it's at right now, we're really starting to see this division pick up a little bit globally.
Oh, man, it's crazy. Like, I love watching the females fight, and, I've also said that, some of these female fighters, and when they actually fight, I feel like they're a lot more technical than the male division. So I don't know how it is or brain processes it, but just You know, when they see things, they pick it up super quick, and it really showcases their skills in the cage. And you can see some really good technical fights in the female division. I love watching the female division. And again, yeah, over this last year, it really has evolved, and you're seeing some just complete, mixed martial artists again, just as we've seen, a lot of the upcoming generation.
Let's talk about this event one more time. Again, Saturday, June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. A terrific price of just $30 for a general admission ticket, $50 for a VIP ticket. When you take a look at the card, that's a full night of entertainment, very cheap entertainment as well.
Yeah, it's really good entertainment. Those VIP tickets, they also come with dinner and drink as well. So it gets you sitting a little bit closer to the cage and on a table. And those GA tickets, there'll be either some chairs or bleachers. But it's a great price for the entire family. It's an all-ages event, so you can bring the whole family, come down. I know the county's going to be serving some really good food, some kielbasas and hamburgers and hot dogs from Armory Market. So it's going to be a fun night. It'll be really fun.
And again, tickets are on sale right now. You can actually pick them up here at Castle Country Radio. Now, Cody, before I let you go, it was about a year ago we had you on the show because you and I were talking about Mayweather-Pacquiao. You and I were talking a little bit off of the cuff through texting, Mayweather-McGregor. I'm starting to think that this is actually going to happen. Each day, at first I was thinking to myself, absolutely no way. But I'm starting to believe that it may just in fact happen.
It may very well happen. Connor knows that it's just a giant payday for him. Mayweather knows it's a giant payday. I mean, the publicity that comes along with both those two. The money that would be thrown into that fight, it would be just insane just to see how much money those guys would make. From a fight standpoint, it's intriguing. Connor is obviously a lot bigger guy. He's got some length and stuff, but outbox Mayweather, it's just not going to happen. Again, a fight that I would love to see. I think, McGregor can, hold his own, and just like everybody else would be looking for maybe that power shot on him. And Connor really does have some good boxing skills and had some really good footwork and movement. But that transition, to go into straight boxing and, be, arguably one of the greatest boxer of all time, I just don't foresee that happening. And it would be the same thing as if, Mayweather was to go into MMA and try to beat McGregor in his world. But a fight I would love to see nonetheless. Again, and I just don't see, McGregor beating Mayweather in a boxing fight. But a fight I would love to see nonetheless.
I'm with you. Maybe he would be unorthodox enough to where he could catch Floyd, but the problem is Floyd's too smart to get caught in a situation like that. But I'm with you. I would definitely pay to see it. Before I let you go, Cody, I know you got to get to training, so I'm gonna cut this short. You're going to be joining us again here relatively soon. We're going to be going over the entire card in general. So go ahead and tell the public to make sure they get their tickets because they're not going to want to miss this on June 4th.
Yeah, definitely. Get you guys your tickets ahead of time. We only have a limited amount of VIP tickets as well as GA tickets. And from what I hear, these tickets are just there flying off the shelf, and we will sell out. So get your tickets ahead of time. Down at Castle Country Radio, Matt Suda's carrying them. Squiggy's, Swift Stop and Shop, and Tupper Gym, they're all carrying tickets. So go get your tickets there. And come out June 4th, bring the whole family. It's going to be a great night of fun.
Cody, I always look forward to talking with you on the air. I appreciate you once again taking out the time to join us.
Yeah, I appreciate you, Jordan.
It's Cody Bunderson taking out the time to join us here on Drive Time Sports. Again, get your tickets today for Justice. That's June 4th at the Carbon County Event Center. We're going to pause for just a moment. We got more coming up. When we return, we'll put the final touches on this Wednesday edition of Drive Time Sports.